For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The Missouri Senate has defeated an attempt to expand Medicaid eligibility to several hundred thousand lower-income adults. The 23-9 vote Wednesday followed party lines, with majority Republicans voting against the expansion and minority party Democrats supporting it. The vote marked the first official rejection of Medicaid expansion this year since Democratic Governor Jay Nixon renewed his call for it during his State of the State address. Republicans repeatedly rejected similar proposals last year. About half of the states have expanded Medicaid under the terms of President Barack Obama's health care law. States that do so can receive enhanced federal payments. But Missouri's Republican lawmakers continue to express concerns about the potential long-term costs. Two bills that would each try to end the so-called border war among business interests in the Kansas City area were heard Wednesday by two Missouri legislative committees. Marshall Griffin tells us that the identical bills would bar incentives designed to poach businesses from Kansas to Missouri.
Backers of the two bills say the proposal would take effect only if Kansas enacts a similar law to discourage its businesses from luring companies on the Missouri side of the Kansas City area. Republican Ryan Silvey of Clay County is sponsoring the measure in the Senate.
Because of our regional situation, when you move across the state line, most times it's not creating a new job. It's a job that already existed in the community.
Hallmark executive Bill Hall told lawmakers that the ongoing job poaching makes it harder for officials from both states to cooperate on other issues, such as transportation and water sharing. Committee votes on the two bills will be held later. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Missouri Senate committee has blocked one of Governor Jay Nixon's nominees to serve on the University of Missouri Board of Curators. The motion to endorse Cape Girardeau lawyer Michael Ponder failed Wednesday on a 5-5 vote. Ponder was first tapped by Nixon for the post in January 2013. The Senate did not act on his nomination last year, but Nixon reappointed Ponder in June, and he has been serving on the board since then. It was Ponder's previous position in state government, however, that concerned members of the Senate Gubernatorial Appointments Committee. Ponder previously served on the State Board of Education, where senators say he made controversial decisions to implement education standards and a school funding law. Ponder declined to comment on the vote. Missouri's Education Department says the latest in a series of winter storms could cause school districts to extend classes into the summer. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education spokeswoman Sarah Potter says public schools have already had more snow days than usual in the current academic year. Many districts have had to call off classes the past 2 months because of snow, ice, and cold temperatures. Potter says schools might need to cut short spring and summer vacations. The department requires school districts to build 6 snow days into their calendars, and those days must be made up in full. Subsequent snow days only count for a half day that must be made up during the academic year. The Columbia Public School District is closed for the 4th consecutive day, its 6th allotted snow day. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is setting up 7 new research hubs across the country to help farmers adapt to climate change. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
In the past few years, farmers across the Midwest have grappled with epic drought, mega blizzards, and crippling heat.
The combination of all those factors convinces me that the climate is changing, and it's going to have its impact.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. These new hubs, anchored in different regions, are tasked with charting how climate change poses risks to farming, ranching, and forestry, then devising strategies to adapt.
If we are not proactive, as the president has directed, we will find ourselves 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road wishing we had done what we're doing today.
The Climate Study Centers focusing on the Midwest will be located within existing USDA facilities in Fort Collins, Colorado, El Reno, Oklahoma, and Ames, Iowa. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
2 identical Missouri House and Senate bills that would seek a truce with Kansas in the so-called business border war were discussed by lawmakers Wednesday. The proposals would bar Missouri from offering tax breaks to businesses in the 4 Kansas counties in the Kansas City metro area as a means of luring them to the Show Me State, provided that Kansas stops offering incentives to businesses in the 4 Missouri counties in the KC metro. Hallmark executive Bill Hall testified in favor.
There is nothing that creates more tension within the metropolitan area than poaching. The things we need to cooperate on, whether it's water or transportation or other issues, are all impacted by this shuffling back and forth of existing jobs and people poaching each other.
No one testified against either bill during hearings conducted Wednesday by Missouri House and Senate committees. Chris Pieper from Governor Jay Nixon's office told both committees that they've also been working on an agreement with Kansas Governor Sam Brownback to end the so-called border war. The Missouri Supreme Court says the Archdiocese of St. Louis must release the names of church employees accused of sexual abuse over the past 20 years. The Wednesday ruling upholds a St. Louis judge's earlier decision. The names will be released only to an unnamed woman suing the diocese and her attorneys, not to the general public. The Archdiocese subsequently released a list of 240 complaints made against 115 priests and other employees since 1986. A court order keeps the names sealed to the public. The amount of venison donated by Missouri deer hunters to help feed the hungry dipped to its lowest point in several years. The Missouri Department of Conservation says nearly 4,500 deer hunters donated a little more than 227,000 pounds of meat in 2013 through the state's Share the Harvest program. Those figures were the lowest totals for the program since 2009. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.